The Way Back Home by Freya North. Narrated by Melody Grove. Brought up in an artist's commune in Derbyshire, Oriana Taylor had freedom at her fingertips in a home full of extraordinary people. The Bedwell brothers, Malachy and Jed, shared their childhood with Oriana in the rambling old house and tangled ground. Their dreams and desires taking wing unchecked. But too much freedom comes at a price. Something happened the summer they were 15, and now, having been gone 18 years, Oriana is back. And now, the way back home. When I was. When I was born, there were already other children at Windward. None was beyond toddling age, and, as such, we were grouped together pretty much like the clumps of perennials in the garden, or the globs of paint on a pallet in one of the studios, or the music which drifted from the top rooms, discordant notes that, as a whole, wove together into a quirky harmony of sorts. We were who we were, the children of Windward, a little rag-taggle tribe further defining the ethos and eccentricity of the place. I wasn't born in a hospital. I was born at Windward, but I wasn't born in my home. I was born in Lilac and George's apartment, with Yetta assisting my mother, ably helped by all the other females there at the time, whether permanent or itinerant, mothers or girls, lesbians, lapsed nuns, and even an aged virgin. I know all about a woman called Demisi, who was visiting at the time, though it seems no one really knew where her connection lay. She was a doula, apparently, and I know the story off by heart, how she had all the women breathing and bellowing to support and inspire my mother to relax. It worked. I know I was as easy a birth as it's possible to have, slipping out into the Windward world to a backing track that was practically a bovine opera. Some of the other children heard, how could they not, and often they mooed at me. I didn't mind. It seemed my own special herald. However, when I first heard a similar sound emitted by a cow, it scared me senseless. When I was 5, Louis, who was always very old but never seemed to age, hosted my birthday party in his apartment. We didn't know he knew magic. He took pennies from behind all our ears. It was probably the first time any of us had coins of our own. He gave me a piggy bank to keep mine in, to start saving the pennies, he explained. I thought I had to save the coins from some fate that would otherwise befall them. When I was 10, my birthday party was a disaster. I'd been at the local school for 3 years, been to the parties of my classmates, pink and proper, simultaneously joyous and lively, and yet fastidiously organized. That's all I wanted, a party like that. A neat cake with the right number of candles. My parents got it wrong. There were only 9 candles. Someone, probably my mother, had put a 10th one in, but had decided that it was incorrect. 10? That's wrong. That small dent in the beige icing of my lopsided, inedible cake was to me a sinkhole of indifference. It struck me then that perhaps not everyone loved everyone. When I was 15, something terrible happened. Chapter 1. Oriana. To Oriana, it seemed so small, so ridiculously and unnervingly small that she felt compelled to rub her eyes. It had to be an illusion. The truer, more sensible, more realistic proportions would surely be reinforced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?